Our style, the fashion and beauty you need for this weekend with Wonderbra. Heat. It's Star Style, the podcast. Heat.
Hi there, this is Tony Phillips and Star Style on Heat Radio with Wonderbra, bringing you all the tips on how to dress like the stars.
Good, isn't it?
Heat.
We told you that the little black dress was the must-have item again for every woman's wardrobe this season, but some people seem to have taken it literally. A black Givenchy LBD worn by Audrey Hepburn in the Breakfast at Tiffany's movie went under the hammer on Tuesday. It was expected to sell for $70,000 at auction in London, but how much do you think it went for?
$100,000.
I reckon probably a lot more, because there are some crazy people out there. Probably more like 100 and something. I think there are just some, you know, there's always those kind of like really mad investors and collectors and those sort of millionaire eccentrics, so I reckon probably a lot more than that. About 1,000, 100,000 I would say.
More than that, I'd say 110.
500,000, a million.
That's probably 65.
Well, if I have money, I'll go higher. Maybe 100,000?
In the end, it went for £467,200.
Ouch.
Blimey.
Oh, my God.
459. Oh, my God.
Really?
Can it really count?
No. Oh, my Lord. That's heavy.
Really? Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, but it is a great dress.
What's hot?
Wow, that's really something.
And what's not? Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
2007 is the year of the dummy. No, not Keanu Reeves, but the yummy daddy. Think Chris Martin or David Baddiel. The key look is neglect. The dummy is scruffy by choice. He wants people to think that he spends so much energy caring for his child that there's none left for himself. So the dummy uniform is 2 or 3 days worth of stubble, jumper that's obviously a few years out of fashion, jeans that are a bit on the baggy side, and a cap to hide the fact he obviously hasn't had time to do his hair. What do you think? Sexy or just skanky?
I like that look. As long as they're not too old and then they just look like tramps. There's got to be a certain something, kind of like a hint of something different to make them not look like tramps, but in general it's a good look. Clean. They need to smell nice at least. To go with it. A nice aftershave is a good accessory.
So I prefer someone that's kind of all dressed up and actually looks nice rather than scruffy.
Very sexy. Yeah, I like that look, like the rough look. Much better than the clean shaven look when everyone's trying to be smart. Much better.
I don't like my leggings, no. No, I wouldn't like it.
No, I don't like the look. No. Because, because I like a man when he's more. When he takes care of himself, you know? He's a bit. Well, not like a woman, but. Well. I don't know. I don't like the look.
No, I like that look. I think they should kind of get more dads to look like that, actually. They should kind of infiltrate the dad market with it, because there's too many people that kind of still in their Marks and Spencer's chinos and everything. So, no, I like it. It's cool. It's good. It's much more now, anyway.
I think it's good. I actually prefer it when guys sort of look as if they've just, you know, haven't spent hours in front of the mirror and, you know, because a lot of girls do that, and it just doesn't seem right for guys to do that, I don't think. Basically I don't like guys who try too hard with their fashion, so yeah, I like that look a lot more than a lot of the current fashions at the moment.
Yeah, good. I've seen a few people sort of wearing that at the moment, so it's, I don't know what to say really, other than I like it.
Yeah.
So I like the sort of not making too much effort. Not the sort of, it's not all about looking absolutely pristine and perfect. It's actually just, it's looking sort of effortless.
I think effective. It's like an older JT look. I think it's hot, yeah, definitely. Good.
Good look. Yeah. Wouldn't like that look, no, not at all. Would prefer a more, even if it's casual, it doesn't have to be a grungy look.
Tom Cruise, he always seems to look nice and he's with his kids a lot. If he wants to dress like that, he's different from everyone else then, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, he must have some good qualities. He's one of the most beautiful women in the world. So, and she's successful, so he doesn't, you know, he's doing something right.
True.
Oh, Brad Pitt, he's another good-looking one, isn't he?
I've got you two started.
There's a short hair renaissance going on right now. More and more women are having the chop. It's more than likely Kylie and Natalie Portman's inch-long barnet paved the way. Though, of course, ironically, they did it because they had to. Linda Evangelista last led the trend back in the 80s, but even on the catwalk this season, models had their centre-parted hair rolled up at the sides to look shorter.
This is going after all the shorties around the world.
Apart from making a statement, the biggest advantage is that short hair is low maintenance. You really can just wash and go. The experts say that the important thing is to forget the rules about matching face shape to haircut. It shouldn't matter. Although face-bearing styles may work on Natalie Portman's flawless bone structure, there's a crop for everyone. Whatever your face shape, if you feel like it, just go for it. Of course, a crop isn't for everyone. If it's a little too much attitude for you and you're afraid to lose your lovely long locks, you can try it out by cheating a bit and chopping in a fringe to get the same effect at the front.
Star Style Podcast.
If you love chips, cakes, wagon wheels, mince pies, and the odd kilo or two of cheese, then great news. A lifetime hiding our hips is about to end. Hips are going to be big in 2007. In fact, they're going to be huge. Sounds too good to be true. I mean, thighs, chest, shoulders, midriffs, they all come in and out of fashion, but never hips. They've been used to accentuate a narrow waist, but never celebrated in their own right until now. And all the major fashion houses are doing it. Hips rule the runway over the recent fashion weeks, made from crisp couture fabrics and clever corsetry bulbous hips, accessorised mini dresses at D&G and flippy summer skirts at Burberry. If you've never dreamed of pacing the catwalk, then next spring Mother Nature is going to make fashion icons out of all of us. Well, Mother Nature and chips, cakes, wagon wheels, mince pies.
Someone is broadcasting on our carrier frequency.
Hey, it's David Hasselhoff, alias The Hawk, and this is the only kit you really need this weekend.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
Star Style with Wonder Bra.
Heat Radio,
the podcast.
So you've got the dress, the bag, and the invites to some of the hottest shindigs of the season. But what about the shoes? Your footwear can make or break the best party outfit. It has to carry you gracefully to the dance floor as well as look fabulous slung over your shoulders as you climb into the cab home. So whether you party in peep toes or go bold in bright colours, make sure you step out in style with a pair of this season's hottest heels. Sparkle is the word to bear in mind for this season. The A-listers are all wearing metallic-y colours, especially glittery reds, and of course this season's gold and silver. Office have some great festive footwear at the moment, and Moda Impel have a range of really reasonable party shoes for $49.99.
Star Style Podcast.
If you want to kick it this Christmas, what better than to kick like a mule? Sorry, it must be the Christmas air.
I ain't never seen a ass like that.
Anyway, soon you'll be queuing for a pair of slip-on mules. They're a bit like trainers, but with the backs missing. Perfect for doing your Christmas shopping in comfort. Or what about the wooden mules hitting the high street soon? Hang on, aren't they just clogs?
Where's the Dutch, baby?
I wear clogs, so they're like those plastic Crocs. I think they're horrible, but clogs, I've been wearing them for years.
Probably not. I don't know. I like shoes that are comfortable.
No, not really my kind of thing.
No, why not?
It sounds very comfortable.
No, I don't like them.
Clogs? No. Definitely not.
Probably not, yes. I mean, I've got some Birkenstocks, so it's not actually that much of a difference, really, sort of going for a wooden sole.
Horrible. They're disgusting, though. I hope they won't last if they are coming into fashion, unfortunately. I feel like I belonged in the Sound of Music or something wearing them.
Star Style with Wonder Bra. Thursday nights from 7, get tips on how to dress like the stars and next week's hottest new trends. Plus reviews of the best new tunes. And we might play a few too. If you're going out this weekend, then get in with what's hot and what's not. Star Style with Wonder Bra. Thursday nights from 7 on Heat Radio.
So into it or so over it. Star Style with Wonder Bra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.